All right, so let's talk about, we're going to talk about packaging information products. So all the different ways we can package them up. By the way, you guys are free to roam around this table during breaks. One of my friends just FedExed me some more stuff. Yes, you can sing. This is definitely not for me. The only person that thinks I can sing is Zach, and he just doesn't know any better.
You'll learn quickly.
Yeah. I can sing to him, and he likes it. I don't know why. How to use your voice. Irresistible voice, too. Spellbinding magical influence. So how to use your voice to basically get what you want. Here's a magic DVD. Here's a mobility DVD. Here's a lose the back pain DVD. Where we talked about solving problems, solving people's pain. Here's another guy. This guy has a really cool... I don't know what the hell it is, but he's a physical therapist. And he teaches other physical therapists this unique technique that he has. He calls it PRRT, Primal Reflex Release Technique. It actually definitely works. I mean, I've had him work on me, and he'll like wiggle my toe or something. I'm like, I feel better now. You know, like do some weird, crazy stuff on me. Yeah. So anyway, check those out if you get a chance. All right, let's talk about packaging information products. Online delivery. So we have the left-hand side is online, the right-hand side is offline. All sorts of different ways we can package and sell our information. Ebooks, viral ebooks, membership sites, templates, tools, audio, video, directories, databases, online learning, software, e-classes. We'll talk about each of those in some detail. Offline delivery, manuals, reports, books, audio, video, teleconferences, home study courses, newsletters, special sales, that'll be interesting, tools for others, CD-ROMs, coaching, protege programs, mastermind, area exclusive programs, and live events. Did you guys know about all of these? Okay, good. Hold on. We won't cover them. All right, there's a ton of things that we can do with them. Ebooks. Easiest way to create an info product like I told you about could be selling just a few days, instant delivery, no shipping costs. Problem with ebooks is there's low perceived value. Page 204 is a sales letter for Get Fit While You Sit, which is the ebook I did with Jeff Ball there. 211, viral ebooks. Another really interesting way of, you can make them either free or paid, and they're designed to be spread around. So, you know, if it's free, you want to get as many people out there downloading and giving them away and just, you know, mixing it up. Instant delivery, no shipping. Once again, low perceived value. And I'll give you a couple interesting case studies here on viral books. You guys got a little report that I put together on from 212. On seven ways to increase your viral ebooks. Actually, we'll talk about a case study later on, but on autoresponder magic and $1 million emails, the stuff that I did that went viral. Membership sites, so we're still in the digital realm. It could be monthly, it could be quarterly, it could be annual fee. The best part about this is you get paid on ongoing revenue for if somebody signs up one time. So they sign up once, you're gonna get paid every month or every quarter, or every year until they drop out. Low cost of deliverability. Also, this builds up your best customers are the ones that are very active in your membership site and so on. And the best customers for your follow-up products are built up through here, especially if you got a really good community. The problem is you gotta keep delivering new content with the little asterisk there. I'll show you what I did. Well, you don't have to, you can start a membership site. Oh, by the way, all the little dollar signs there are what the potential is for profit. So $1 sign is the lowest, $4 sign is the highest. And these are all variable, obviously, depending on if, you know, you could be selling a membership site for $5,000 a quarter or something like that, and you'd have at least $4+ dollar signs. But here's a way that you can do a membership site where you don't have to do new content every month. I did one called Instant Marketing Toolbox. All I did is I decided that I wanted to have a continuity after instant sales letters, and we sold people into this continuity. We'll talk about upsells later, probably tomorrow, but it's an upsell on the thank you page, and it gives people 1 month for free. I thought it'd be pretty good idea to have this continuity and so on. And then I got sick of writing it. I'm like, this is lame. I don't want to write this anymore. So I figured I'd do 12 months, and that was it. And so now what happens is when someone signs up, they get their first month of their password. Then the next month via autoresponder, they get the next month. And it goes into, here's the members area. So like this is month number 5, you know, here's all the previous months, and basically just sends them to that page for that month. And then after 12 months, I'm done billing them. So I didn't feel like doing it anymore. So that's a lazy way of doing it. Those of you that are underground too saw Ryan Lee talk about his site, sportspecific.com, and all the little satellites of that, making 6 figures every month from his membership site. So he has membership sites to consumers about fitness. He also has them to almost like B2B type stuff, like to the actual fitness trainers. And so that's a good one to check out. Here's one on the wine world, E. Robert Parker. I think it's either $100 or $200 a year for that membership site. Here's another one really interesting that I'm part of. It's called First Class Flyer. And it's all these tips and ideas on how to get, instead of flying coach, how to fly first class without paying for first class tickets. So this guy has a membership site on that, and I've included part of his sales letter there for you, starting on page 235. So you can check that out. Page 232 is from Kurt Christensen. It's in there, it says trial sale. So this is another way of getting your memberships started, is by giving them a low barrier to entry. And what he does, something interesting, where it's a, I think it's a guarantee, a multiple times guarantee, so that if you don't like it, he'll send you back multiple times of what your money was for the trial. So that's an interesting template for you. 232. Templates and tools. Once again, back to the fish. I mean, you'll see this is a very common theme in a lot of my marketing. Given the fish, templates and tools. So it could be a one-time or it could be an ongoing payment. Instant sales letters is definitely a template or tool product. $2 signs to $4 signs. Here's Missy's tool. She thought that it'd be really cool to have her own website. And she's like, instant sales letters are doing really good. I want one. Instant thank you letters. And so she made me write the sales letter for it. I wrote it like in 45 minutes while watching TV, and she's all pissy at me. She's like, what are you doing? Why? What do you mean you're done? I'm like, no, I'm done. It's fine. It'll sell. She's like, what? You spend like days writing your sales letters. I'm like, nah, it's fine. But, it still sells. And it's her little shopping money. It used to go to the company, and she's like, well, it doesn't really matter to you much, right? You know, it's like $500 or $600 extra a month. I'm like, nah, not really. And she's like, well, I'm changing the checks. They're going to me now. So this is her site. And we have the obligatory picture of her holding her ClickBank checks. It's a happy time in the Silver household at twice a month when the ClickBank checks arrive. Audio visual, let's see. Do I have any more tool stuff? Yeah, okay, audio visual. Easy to create. You know, it's real simple to create the audio or even video now is becoming a lot simpler to create and sell and distribute online. But the problem is people may not want to listen or watch on their computers. For instant product creation, my favorite tool is Camtasia. It's absolutely just amazing. Here's a, we don't have audio, but with the way Camtasia works, for those of you that don't know exactly, is everything, so you can see here, a little air. Everything that's on my screen is being recorded, plus with voice, I just have a little microphone hooked up, and so I'll dictate and talk about what I'm doing, what I'm clicking on. And people love this. A, it's real simple to create, but people love it. Your customers will love it because it tells them exactly where to click, what to do. You can do this with any kind of, anything you can show on your computer screen, you can do Camtasia for, and you know, they will absolutely love it. Because it's the perfect way. It's literally like, and you'll see some examples of the sales copy, but it's like with the ability to sit down with somebody at their computer and see what they do. Here's a couple audio, video, some trends, I think. Obviously, iPod is huge. Camtasia input.
Thanks, Yannick. Yeah, you touched on something about a lot of people don't necessarily want to watch it on their computer.
Right.
Which the next step would be, well, then you should send it to them. What a lot of people don't know is that you can do that with ClickBank. A lot of people think ClickBank is purely digital, but if you make the download available online, you can also send them the physical CD and even a printed transcript and charge a lot more and make it an upsell. And you can do that through ClickBank. They'll approve
that. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you, Jeff. So here's audio, video, some trends, I think. iPod, obviously huge. You know, if you can create something that for someone to download on their iPod, they'll pay you for it. These guys have customized iPod workouts. This guy has Conquer Your Fear of Flying. He's been around forever. Now he's just changed it, the format, so he's added a new format where it's iPod deliverable. In your manual, you got this woman teaching you how to speak French fluently. Page 246 in your manual, directories and databases. Now, your sales on directories and databases, your sales are going to depend on how much is inside your directory. And one cool thing you can do is you can make it user generated. Like people have done e-zine directories where the publishers have to submit their e-zine, their newsletter to that directory. And so they're getting people to go out and work for them and create a better product, which then they can sell access to. You can also tap into some public databases to sell them. So here's a couple cool examples. Foundmoney.com. I don't know exactly where they find this database, but I know it's got to be public record somehow. Another one is Records Registry. And this is, just look and see, get a background check on somebody. Next one is top e-zine ads. So this is user generated. Essentially, these e-zine publishers are submitting their e-zines because they want people to advertise in there. And this guy's selling access to it. Another one is foreclosure listings. So just to show you guys a bunch of examples of how you can do directories and databases and what people will buy. All right, next one, online learning. Very cool. It's got a higher perceived value than regular info products because a lot of times there might be some back and forth. I think it's called asynchronous learning or whatever the hell the cool official title is for it. So that just means that you're learning on your own time. And the bad point of online learning is that you need somebody to proctor it, or if they're submitting some kind of homework or doing assignments and they need somebody to say, yeah, that's good, and grade it for them. So that's one of the bad parts. Also, it's more difficult to set up in most cases. I know it's become a lot easier. There's some companies that'll do it all for you, like take your content and turn it into an online learning course, which could be another option for you. Let's see. I don't remember who does it.
There's a new site in Australia.
Great, let's, do you know what it's called? What is it?
Oomia?
Oomia?
O-O-M?
M-O-O-M-I-S. Okay. So that's, an option for you guys, just to show you guys what you got available. Software and scripts. A lot of opportunity here with software and scripts. High perceived value, normally higher than info products. The bad point is that it requires some kind of technical know-how that you can get freelance sites like Elance, Rent-A-Coder, or wherever. But you can also have built-in updates and revenue, which is very cool. So, just like you can be a little Microsoft. Obviously, every time there's a new version of Word, they make it backwards compatible, but they don't make it forwards compatible. So you can't, if you're getting a Microsoft Word 2003 doc, you can't get you can't open the 2000 documents if all you got is 2000. And so that makes you feel like an idiot, and you got to update, and they get all this money, and then version 2.0 and so on. One of the downfalls is customer service is pretty heavy. Yeah, I definitely want to get your take on this, Alan. You built software.
Another gentleman that I met back in February, and I always have trouble with the word free. If I develop anything, giving it away free, it's really, really tough. But his model is he develops different types of software, and he's kind of a geek, so he understands the development side of it. But he gives it away, and you buy into this process, and then he charges for all the updates. So it gives it away, and once you start using it, it's how to develop an ebook or how to do whatever it is, and then updates are $24, and then the next update is $25 or whatever. And it's he's created his own little viral product by giving away CD after CD after CD. And I just I thought it was a great concept, and I said, I had trouble figuring out how to make money with free.
Well, talk about your experience working with software geeks.
You know,
and I say that lovingly.
Yeah, I say that nicely. Yeah, I've worked with a lot of, I've hired them from all over the country, everywhere, literally. I started out with Rent-A-Coder and Elance and these guys. A place that if you know what you want, again, I come from a construction background. So coming from a construction background, it was very easy for me to relate to software, although I know nothing about software development. It's all about writing a good, knowing what you want and being able to write a very strong, what am I trying to say, but... Exactly, requirements as to what you're looking for. So in the construction industry, we have a set of blueprints and that kind of stuff. So if you can write what you want, like a set of specs, that's what I'm trying to say. If you can write a set of specs as to what you're looking for, then you can sit down and do it. And even with Camtasia these days, I've gone and used Camtasia. Here's my set of specs. These are the websites, and you know, create a Camtasia for them. These are the different websites to look at. I like this with this one and that one and that one. A site that everybody should at least go to and check out is PHP Careers. I believe it's career, maybe singular, maybe
yeah,
PHP
singular.
Career. And again, I got this from Reese.
Right.
And I've hired a programmer out of there that now has worked for me for 2 years that came through PHP Career. He's in Russia. I think I pay him. I've been told I overpay him, but I don't care. I pay him $1,500 a month. I wire him the money, and he's worked for me. And he's happy as a clam, and so am I. You know, if you can conceive it and you can put it together in a Camtasia or a set of specs,
right.
then
yeah,
it's
so
the way
make it
to go.
As specific as possible. Hand the mic backwards to Chris. Talk about your experience with Elance, Rent-A-Coder, those places.
Well, one of the things you were talking about before with having several coders available, it's important. I've noticed on those sites that you'll find a good coder, you'll run with them for a little while, and they're going to disappear. They flake out. They become a bigger company. They bring other people on. Quality goes down. I'm pretty demanding of the people on there because you're paying them. I mean, they're working for you, so don't ever feel like you'll settle. Because some of those coders have their noses up in the air. I just dealt with one, an excellent coder, one of the top ones on there, but they were very, very snobby about the experience. And you have to remember the people are working for you. One of the little tricks, Jim and I just put together a whole thing. We'll at some point have some course coming out about all this stuff. But one of the things that I use on there all the time to get away with them trying to posture me and put me back me into a corner is pretending like they are. I'm working for somebody else. It's my little boss trick. So when I'm on there, I always say, "Well, my boss isn't going to be happy about this." I mean, because I'm an employee of my company, so my boss. There's two different roles, so I'm not lying to them. I'm telling them, "Hey, my boss isn't going to be happy about this, and my boss wasn't cool with this." So then now we have this common enemy. We're siding together. So then they're cool with me coming back to them, saying, "You know, you can't do this, you can't do that." Instead of if I was to say that to them, and they knew it was the person hiring them saying, "This isn't cool," it's a lot harder sometimes to push them to their limits to make sure everything works correctly. So I always use some third party as the scapegoat for things. But you'll notice on there people will flake out. I love Rent-A-Coder if you're doing programming type stuff because they have an escrow system. And their escrow system is great. So you can dump, for those of you who haven't used it before, if you're going to be paying $500 for a program, you put the money in this escrow. It shows the coder, hey, the money is sitting there waiting for you, and you can give it out in percentage. You can set milestones in the project, goals, whatever, and then you don't have to pay them at all until you're completely happy. And then you can go, there's a whole arbitration process. I mean, they're really great, but I use it all the time. Anytime you find something in your business, that, especially online, that you're sitting there and you're thinking, hey, gosh, I wish this program could do this, or gosh, I wish this program could do that. Like, I used DynaTracker, and it didn't do some certain things I needed it to, so I went and hired somebody to change this stuff. There's no reason you can't hire somebody to create any little piece of software you want for pennies. You were talking about the guy in Russia. I mean, you have them full-time for you for $1,500. Try doing that over here. So they're really great. Yeah.
Chris also exploits the children programmers, I've heard.
That was going to be in the product that we put together, but yeah.
One other tip, if you're hiring a programmer, it's really important to make sure that they document what they're coding, that they comment it. So that if they do flake out, like Chris says, and that happens all the time with these things, you want the code to be able to be understood by another programmer so they can jump in and fix it or add a feature or whatever if you need that done.
Yeah, you can actually do that right in the in the bid request, you can say what the deliverables have to be, and you can just say it's got to be what everything has to happen. Another thing, make sure that they give you 30 days of support and put everything you want in there so that if once you pay them, you can still go back to them and say, fix it.
And bidding on Rent-A-Coder, because you can get riders there too, and I get a lot of riders, make sure you see what the everyone else is bidding so you don't overbid or underbid. And see, you can often see what they're bidding and how they're bidding it, so you can know what's reasonable for, like, you should get 30 days support, and maybe you didn't ever realize that. So be sure you see what other people are bidding so you can get everything that you deserve.
This has, like Yannick said, it has, you know, there's issues with it, like customer service is heavy or whatever, but what I found is like this actually has a very high stick rate. Like in our coaching program, what we provide them is also like tools that they can't get anywhere else. Because some people would argue like, well, I've already learned enough. But if you have tools that's literally running their business, like in our case, we're managing their buyers list. They can't just like one day wake up and say, hey, I'm just going to, you know, quit Alex's coaching program.
Yeah, we'll talk about unplugging people. That's right. Really so powerful.
The other thing is I don't like working with individuals, and I prefer actually working with small firms. And you actually pay a little bit more, but the odds of an entire firm kind of like disappearing overnight, it's a lot lower. You pay maybe a dollar or two more per hour, but if you think about it, you know, an extra $200 for something that's going to be around, and the fact you're dealing with a professional, because a lot of times these things are, they require multiple people to do properly. If you're hiring an individual, then they may be good in one area, but not good in something else. So I actually work with like a project manager that will manage like a team of 4 to 5 people.
Great.
And only costing maybe a dollar or two more per
Great.
Hour.
So. Yeah, good tip. I think someone else. CJ.
Yeah, two things real quick. One is just a resource. I use Scriptlance. They don't have a minimum bid, so for very small projects, they're a little more cost effective. But my question is the customer service. I did one product one time, the customer service about broke me, so I'm looking if anybody has any advice on...
I've never sold software because of the customer service issue.
Yeah, if anybody has any advice on how to... I tried to even farm it out, and I couldn't find that. It wasn't cost effective. If anybody has any way to do that.
I don't know if she's still taking clients or not, but there's a company called Workaholics for Hire.
Right. I use them, but they could be customer support.
Yeah, they charge a pretty reasonable price. We only started, so I'm not saying it's good or bad, but they it's like $7.50.
Yeah, I mean, the virtual assistant is one way of handling the customer support.
I use a lot of these guys a lot. So anybody's interested in seeing what a software spec looks like so that people can code from, just come to me. I'll gladly give you a sample one. So
you can also make people pay for support. A lot of big software companies do that now.
Real quick side question. I want to do a membership site, but it requires some good programming on the website. Who do we go to there?
I would go to the same places,
Both of those, the same thing?
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody has the question about the membership sites, the one that Carol Tuttle is using, it's a guy that we mutually know in Utah, and I can't remember what the name of his site is for it, but ThinkNet. What is it? Or are you Carol's son?
Yeah.
Oh, how's it going? Yeah, Colin Brown at syncnet.com, SNYCNET.com. SYNC. One thing here, we're talking about upgrades and updates for software.
Right.
But one thing that's really valuable, I don't know if you're going to touch on this, is updates for recorded, like video products, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely talk about that.
Are you going to?
But yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in some markets, it's really well suited, like. We deal a lot in software in stock market types of things, and so annual updates for that sort of thing. So in some markets it works really well; others it's not so
well
suited.
This guy created software, how to create your own logo. He does pretty well. Laughing Bird. He's also got a pretty good ebook creator software that if anyone wants some real quick down and dirty graphics for ebooks or bonuses and stuff, I use that every once in a while. Here's a friend of mine. He's got a Texas Hold'em, Texas Calculate'em. It's a software product for guys that play poker online. Okay, E-Class. This is really, really cool. I put $3 signs to $4 signs for this. You can take your content, turn it into an E-Class where you're delivering assignments via email or some other way online, and then they're delivering back to you homework via email or some other way. And the great thing about this is it has super high perceived value, more than your regular info products, that once again requires someone to evaluate homework. A lot of times they're paying for you if you are the personality or expert. Also, you're probably limited to numbers because of the one-on-one nature of it. I put a bunch of examples for you here. 256 is somebody else's E-class. 259 is another guy's E-class. And then inside your yellow manual is an entire sequence on E-class. It's number 2 sequence. So what I did was after after the public domain took off, went really, really well, that seminar, I decided to hold an e-class, essentially just an advanced version of everything I've done. And we charged, I think, $19.95 for it. And it was a limited number of people each time. I mean, a lot of things. Actually, if you want to follow along in your book, let's open this up for one moment, because it's pretty good. Let's find it. Page 52 in this yellow book. All right, so actually, if you go back one page, page 51, you'll get this is the results of the original public domain teleseminar, where we did $200,000 for one teleseminar. So obviously, I'm like, damn, that's probably a good topic. And then once again, you can go back all through all those other pages, see how I did it, got the guests and everything. Page 52, all right, so what did I do? I found out that there's a marketplace for this. People are very excited about this idea of stealing info out of the public domain. And I decided that, you know, the big idea to this thing was gonna be 8 weeks to your own information product, and then it's gonna be a cookie cutter type model. You can just go out and do it as many times as you want. So I created information specifically for advanced stuff on public domain. Plus I did a whole, created information on creating derivative works, a bunch of stuff on there. And the cool thing about this was I essentially created lessons on the fly. So I finished up lesson number one, and then I went to work creating lesson number two, because I was a week ahead of everyone in this class. And that was the way that I created the product. How long was each lesson and how much interaction was there? I don't know, about 20 to 30 pages a lesson, plus some additional auxiliary material on it. And then interaction was, you got a homework assignment for every single week. And, you know, some cases there's a lot of interaction, because it might be, get your sales letter done and send it to me. Other times it was just send me your list of ideas for public domain works. So
how many people,
it's all in here. The size of the class, the first class I think was 15 people. Yeah, at 2,000 a pop. And then you can see the bonuses here. We're on page 52 in your yellow manual.
Page 65 is your results.
Page 65 is if you want to jump to the end results, yeah. So, but notice what we did here with the email is went back to the exact same people who had bought public domain or who were interested in it, and says take public domain to the next level, right? So. Tell some all these great some success stories coming back, or testimonials coming back, and then I got these people asking for more advanced stuff. You know, maybe one person had asked for it, but I figured that if one person asked for it, then lots more people would want it. And essentially, the whole email is really what sells it. I didn't even write a sales letter for it. It's just a whole email. And notice if you go on page like 57. There at the bottom, it's all lead generating. This is a lead generating email to get people to raise their hands and say, yeah, I might be interested in this. I don't know if I revealed the price in this email or not.
You do, it's right under your guarantee.
Okay, all right, yeah, so I did reveal the price. So they're serious if they've asked for info. Now, the big thing about the e-class that I did and I highly recommend is making it a qualification process. And we'll talk more about that and some of the higher end stuff too. But the qualification process is not only a great sales and marketing ploy, it actually is totally true. So I don't want crazy people in there. Yeah, Charlie.
Are you only doing this all in one set period? You wouldn't take somebody on 3 weeks later and do one person at a time?
I would not do one person at a time, though you can do something like that via online learning, or there's other ways of delivering it.
Because I would think you'd want to schedule in your own mind that you have so much homework to correct on Thursday or whatever
But here's the thing, and we'll talk about this in other places too, people don't do anything. There's a vast amount of breakage. Well, I let them get their homework assignments into me anytime, so I can't just, you know, decide when they're gonna get me their homework, because one guy could take 5 weeks to get homework assignment number one in, another guy's gonna take 1 week to get it in, and it's all over the place. And we'll talk about when we offer bonuses of coupons and stuff like that. Ton of breakage.
Hey,
how did you deliver the class?
Art is asking, how did I deliver the class? All via email. That's what I'm going to get to. All via email. So it was delivered via email. Homework to me back was via email, and email back. So e-classes are pretty damn cool. So here's more on the sales letter. So notice there's a scarcity, only 15 people, which is totally legitimate. I did not take more than 15 people in this group. Here's a second notice follow-up where, you know, we've already filled 12 of the, or 11 of the slots. And so back to that same list, hey, only 4 seats left. Here you're getting on page 60 is the application process. You get that full application. This is the email that goes back to them. Thanks for your interest, blah, blah, blah. Mail this immediately back to us if you want to be considered. Now, something cool that I did to get people to jump right away. Where is this? I think it's page 58. Yeah, PS number 4 was I had these 6 public domain books sitting on my shelf that I really figured I don't know when I'd get around to doing anything with them. So I told them the first 6 people get one of these 6 books. Once again, the fish. So the more we can give them fish, the better. And so I said, okay, you know, first 6, the first person gets it in, gets their choice of one of these 6. And you'll see where I've used this idea again. And guess what? It keeps working on my apprentice program. So that's something interesting. The application process. So this is also gives me a lot of interesting feedback too, not only about them, but also about my marketplace. And then I want them to give me their money on page 63. So no application is considered complete without their credit card. But we don't charge them until they are actually do qualify and I say they're fine. Here's a follow-up on page 64. Where we say, okay, you know, you asked for the application, you haven't filled it in, slots are being filled up. If you still want it, you know, you better get in there. Page 65, so we immediately sold out that first class. Page 65, I decided I'd do it one more time. I think I did it like 3 or 4 times. So all you do is, you know, tell people, hey, number 1 sold out, and if you want to get in for the next one, get in now.
Yannick, this is my question. Are you selling, is it $2,000 for just one session?
One person, yeah, for 8 weeks.
Okay, so I'm confused. What does it mean by onto, you sold out immediately 15.
Right. I sold out the first 15 people, then like 8 weeks later, or 6 weeks later, I decided to relaunch another group of 15.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Page 73, also the people who never converted, like who asked for the application form, I would definitely go back to them. It's all about going back to those exact same people. If they're interested at some point, something might have changed and they will give you the money. All right, so page 76, you can see the results. And I did 4. And then we productize it into a course and we'll talk about that. Yeah, Marlon's question is, are people upset because they paid $2,000 and now it's on the market as a product for $700? No, I didn't have anyone upset because they were getting something different. With the $700 product, they don't get me. There's no homework critiques. There's no one-on-one interaction with me. Yeah, so it was different.
If you had it to do over again, would you tell them that they had to give you the homework within the first week? Because to me, that would make things so much easier for you and not let it just drift. It's got to be in by Thursday. I'll get back to you by Saturday. You plan a day to follow up on it.
You know what? I wouldn't do that, and I'll tell you why.
Please.
Because I had people asking me things like, you know, I'm going away on vacation in 2 weeks. Can I still do this? And so, you know, the time frame has to work out for them, and that just becomes another objection to the sale. So now I wouldn't tell them. I do make them, you know, check off that they will do the homework. Like as a qualification process in that application.
Give me a follow-up on it.
Okay.
I had 4 different classes, okay?
Uh-huh.
The guys that said, I'm sorry, those 2 weeks aren't good for me, I'm asking you now, if you look back on it on the homework and stuff, I mean, I'm hearing yours, I'm hearing Joe Vitale's, I'm hearing other people when they have done things like this.
Right.
It just feels to me like I'd say, here's the week, do it within here, I get back, and I plan my day. You know, Friday is homework correcting day. And
yeah.
No?
Testing's the right answer, but it just, to me, it sets up another objection that you know, people, they want to know that they can just get to it whenever they want. It's just like people buying big info products and sticking on their shelf. They feel good about it. So now they have like a chip in the bank knowing that they have a critique waiting for them and they just never get around to it. It's, you know, there's 2 answers to it. It's one is, do you really want to force the compliance? And that could be for something different. Like, let's say you're doing case study. And you want to force the compliance because you want all these success stories, then that's different. But Yeah, well, I mean, no, your own time, it's not going to take that long to do homework. It's not that big a deal, especially if you're an expert on your subject matter. Like if you're saying, send in your photos on this particular day, you know, you just, I'll show you some stuff with other home courses where we do homework assignments and we tell them basically that, you know, expect 2 to 4 weeks for a reply. But if it is an e-class type deal, then it's, I wouldn't set a particular day that they have to have it in by, because yeah, it could be a refund potential. It could be.
I can see kind of a double-edged sword right here. Tell me how you dealt with this. You've got a high attrition rate, or at least a fair amount of people just dropping off. But in order to get the $2,000, I'm certain you probably have to offer staggered payments, 3 or 4 payments over the 8 weeks. With the people that were dropping off, I would assume that a fair amount of them stopped payment.
They didn't. No, we didn't have an issue with drop payments. Maybe like one person didn't finish payment. So it's really not. It's not that big of a deal. We're as a product developers might think it's a bigger deal than it is in the person's head. In their head, they're thinking I can go back to this anytime I want and get the homework and the help back from whoever. And to them, that's even more valuable a lot of times because it's on their own schedule. It's not that big a deal because it's just like, you know, having a product and you're paying for multiple payments. You don't return the product even though it's still in shrink wrap. Some people do, but you know, it's just a factor of the business and the e-class. You know, once you get into it, it's actually, I mean, you want people to do stuff because obviously if you're in it to help people, but as Dan Kennedy says, if you're in it and you wanna, that's the only thing you can possibly do is make sure that you help people, then, you know, you have to get into a different business because only a tiny percentage of people, you know, you guys are the tiny percentage that actually do the stuff. And if your whole identity is tied into everybody doing what you tell them to do, it's not gonna work. It's only your responsibility to make sure if they do it that they get the results that you promise.
I did a lot of this critique stuff, and I found that on some stuff, 1 in 40 people would come back with their critique request. So it's 1 in 40. And when I didn't offer the critique as the upsell, I didn't sell nearly as much, but when the critique was there, it's like a safety net. And unfortunately, most people aren't gonna ever use that safety net. It's in their mind, the safety net's still there. They're just never gonna use it. So this isn't an issue, really, I don't think.
It's more an issue in our head as a product developer than it is in the customer's head.
We offer, when we did our Printing for Profits program, and as one of the bonuses for the upsell was a 20-minute coaching session with me one-on-one to get them up and running. How many people took me up on what I would consider an extremely valuable piece of the upsell? Zero.
Yeah,
zero people.
Breakage, and we'll zero talk about people. Components.
I had people email me and said, I'd like to, and I said, these are the days I have available. Which do you like? And never get a single return email. So it was, in my opinion, a very valuable upsell. Zero people took advantage of it.
Your only job as an info product producer is to make sure that if people do what they're supposed to do, they get the results. You can't force them into compliance unless that's part of what you really want. Like I talked about, like case studies.
On one of the premium products that we have, there is a 1 hour consultation. And since 2002, zero people. Zero people. And on top of, I also have a critique program which expires because, you know, I don't want them coming back. But I've had a huge number of people that their certificate expired and they just buy another one the following year. And so, I mean, it's just
like what Clifford said, it truly is a safety net and they also think, well, I don't want to use it for this because this is, may not be the big thing that I really want to get help on.
Yeah, I had something that I had like 18 months ago. And your thing was like, you know, the critique is good for 1 year. I remember contacting you, and you said, sure, just send it in. And that, for me, kind of like pushed me over the edge to buy more stuff from you, because I knew that, you know, this, you're not going to call me up on a technicality. So you kind of were there, so that was really big. And the second thing in our case is like, we actually make the critique a bigger bonus than the product we're selling. And then, of course, as soon as they come in there, then we close them into the really high-end product. Like, we sell a home study course for $1,000, and we give them a certificate to attend a 2-day boot camp. Once they come to that 2-day boot camp, it's like an 80% chance I can close them into my high-end product. So if you do it right, it's a great way to lead them to the high-end product very quickly. The whole product funnel is the product, the home study course is basically a recording of a four-day boot camp, right? So it's $1,000. And in our industry, a two-day boot camp, $2,000 is very much on the low end. So when I say that the certificate that allows them to attend a two-day boot camp is worth $2,000, I'm actually being, you know, very conservative. And we elaborate further. We're saying that it's not just a boot camp where there's hundreds and hundreds of people. It's a small meeting with like 15 to 20 people. So really, it's worth more like $5,000. And most of the people we're selling to, they know this because they know that they're not going to be coming to an event where there's like thousands of people. You know, it's a very small room. Now, if you think about it, they paid $1,000. They're flying to an event. And then before they come to the event, I asked them to fill out a, it used to be a 9-page questionnaire. And I mean, I asked them like how much they have in their retirement account, you know. No, I mean, this is true because one of the things they're coming to us is like they want to make more money.
You ask them what time zone they're in?
No. I mean,
the only person who laughs at me about that.
Hey, the event I just came back from, this guy sells a $55,000 product. He tells them up front that the questionnaire they're filling out takes 2 days. And if that's a problem for them,
right,
don't bother us. But anyways, our stuff is that it used to be a 9-page questionnaire. We've shrunk it down to one. And now it's more like, now it's more about, you know, less about, it's more about lifestyle now. And I don't ask them how much they, you know, I ask them how much they want to make. I don't ask them how much they have. Because if you ask them that, it actually turns out to be very easy to close them because they say, well, I can't afford it. I say, well, that's funny. You tell me you have, what, you know, a home equity line of $300,000. So, I mean, then how easy it is to close them on that? So anyway, the point is, I mean, you guys laugh, but they're telling you everything. You're telling them everything they need to handle. I mean, you know, so, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So at the event, basically what we do is it's not like, you know, there's, oh, the first five people run to the back of the room because the room is only 20, 25 people, right? So we'll commonly have like 50 to 60% close rate. Like I have an event coming up in July next month. We'll have maybe 9 to 10 prospects there, and we'll probably close more than half of them because they bought the home study course. They're flying halfway around the country. If we can't close them, I mean, we should just get out of business. I mean, come on, let's be real here. So,
quick amplification, Marlon, for your purposes. This is now the model that's working in real estate seminars: is you bring them into a 2-day event that's 100% you. So it's not a multi-speaker platform at all. It's 100% you. You do kind of a trial close, but at the end of the first day, or perhaps lunch the second day, and then you go into essentially one-on-one masterminds where your whole goal is to really hit each of the hot buttons they've given you over the last 2 days. So that's the model that's working with real estate, and that's the other reason why we can ask people about their retirement accounts, because they want to invest with that money. That's why we get the permission to ask those kinds of intimate questions. Now, I wanted to take the other side of this equation. Case study example was a Parrot Talk product. Mm-hmm. The person had written out or prepared to write out 12 lessons, or maybe even 52 lessons. But the point being is he never got beyond producing the third lesson. Even though people paid for the course up front, the entire course, they had to return homework in order to get the next item delivered. He's never had to produce the third one. And it's called a clue. You know, it's just a clue.
Packaging information products. All right, on the right-hand side, this is where it gets exciting. We can get, big dollars can be at stake here as we get further along in the funnel. Manuals and reports, easy to create. People are familiar with how to consume these products. Everyone knows what a book is. Limited price point, though, is my problem with it. You know, if you're selling a book or a report, or, you know, you're selling, I don't know, what do you have good here as a book? We're selling our phrase book on Spanish, you know, you're not going to get $1,000 for this. It'd be pretty damn hard to make that happen.
How to pick up Spanish.
Yeah, that could be, there you go. Now we're talking about niching, very good. That's coming up. So audio, video, easy to create, real simple. You know, you can record yourself tonight if you want and sell it as a CD. Have higher dollar amount, also higher dollar amount if turned into a series or a complete set. So like, you know, I could sell a six disc set. So like, for instance, this is part of a product and I'll go over what's in here. But, you know, obviously if I sold you guys five of these, it'd be more than one of these. Can you believe it? That's the biggest one. Now, if you guys all have your credit cards, we're going to sell you five of these. All right, here's the Nightingale syndrome. Is a lot of you are familiar with Nightingale Conant. A lot of you probably have kept that business afloat. They have a six CD or six tape set, and it's a Nightingale syndrome, as you know, approximately what the price is. It's $59, $69, maybe $99. So you want to escape that syndrome by making your products look different. We'll talk about packaging in just a little bit. Here's teleconferences offline. Real simple to set up, flexible for attendees and contributor schedules. So if you're setting up a live event, it's a lot more time consuming, schedule consuming for attendees, for if you have guest speakers. If you got a guest speaker on a teleseminar, it's like, hey dude, just call up this and talk for an hour or half hour or whatever. One time or multi-event teleseminar. It's a great way to test the marketplace too. So when I did the public domain thing, I did it as a teleseminar, and that just blew me away with the results. And so I knew that there's a lot of merit to that marketplace. Could delay product development if it's a series. So let's say it's over 6 weeks. So then it's going to take you 6 weeks to come out with a finished product. Though, of course, you can be getting people to pay as they go. So you get payment there, and then you turn it into a product. Like Chris, you just did that with the 6 week, whatever the hell you called it.
We taught the whole, like, similar to what your e-class, but the idea was it was done over the telephone, and we had the live benefit was there was Q&A of all the guests and speakers and me and everything on there, so people could get live interaction one-on-one. And then we recorded everything as we went along, and of course the people on the live event got a copy of the course. But now it's a home study course. We revamped it. I was able to edit things down a little bit, do the transcripts, all that stuff, and I was able to make it into the five CDs that Yannick just showed us, or six CDs or whatever. And
five is more than one. Just five, remember that for the
thank
weekend.
You. That's what I got for my $30,000.
I speak big truths here.
No, but we turned it into a home study course that we can sell again. And then one of the reasons, and we actually went the different way on it. We actually jacked the price up, because after we went through the 6 weeks, we realized, hey, there was a lot more that ended up being in this thing than we actually had originally sold to the people to begin with. So we sell the price for almost double now, and we're getting an upsell on it, everything. So obviously the people that were in the live course were very happy with it. And then people get the home study course, get a little bit more through critiques. Same thing with critiques, no one uses it. And all that stuff. It'd be nice if they did, but we threw all that in there. We've got videos and all. We also, one of the things we did to do product development along the way, we also had videos as a bonus to explain the things we talked about
Camtasia
on the call.
Camtasia videos.
Yeah, Camtasia videos. So that was something that we could create as we went along and then throw those up later on. So it was one of those, we are going to be doing this. We didn't set a date on those videos because it was a bonus. So then that's one of the things that you can sell it as with the product, but then it doesn't have to be delivered right away. Right. And we can include it in there. So
the people that I use is voicetext.com. You guys can, there's lots of other conference call companies, Eagle, Black and White. There's a ton of them. But I mean, it's so easy. If you guys have not done a teleseminar before as a moderator, it's such a simple process. It's literally, you get the phone number calling, there's a moderator line, and then there's a participant line. And as a moderator, you have more control over the bridge line. And you can get 2,000 people on a line. I don't know if I've ever seen anything bigger than that. I can hold more than that. But if you got more than that, you're doing pretty damn good, especially if you're getting paid for it. And we'll talk about free teleseminars later on too. But so as a moderator, you have control over like putting things in a lecture mode. So you hit *5 for voice text. So I know those controls. So *5 puts everyone in mute who's on the participant lines. And now they can't hear, they can hear, they can't be heard. So the cat in the background and the fax machine and the cell phones and all that. Hey, I'm on a call! Yeah, there are all kinds of freaky things will happen on a teleseminar if you don't have people muted. Like, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Shut up, I can't hear! Shh, it's this idiot talking. Right, yeah, and that's what we talked, yeah, creating the info product, easy ways, talking it, and if talking by yourself is damn hard. If you get someone into, I've done that, it's very, very painful. When you're the only person on the line just talking to yourself for an hour, it's very, very painful, and you question your sanity. Here's, by the way, I put some examples here. 268 is an example of a series of a teleseminar that I sold. This is also an example of public domain work that I used as a lead-in. So all the copy here talks about the beginning. It's really, it's like a flipped offer. I'm selling the bonus, but then I'm like, you can't get the bonus. It's free when you sign up for this teleseminar series. Page 284 is that announcement for that web copy secrets call. page 285, you can see the, this is my outline for when I'm on the call, when the actual product. You can see the outline that I did and the questions that I had lined up. You know, we're gonna I'm gonna show you a pitch teleseminar, which is really word for word. For products teleseminars, if you're anal, you can write it out word for word. I'm usually very flexible and just, we kind of go just kind of by the seat of your pants type deal. Let's see, 287, here's Marlon. We interview Marlon as call number 7. So this is just for people who had paid to attend these, just an example of, you know, keeping people excited about the series and letting them know what was going on. Page 288 is an email selling another teleseminar series, the Mind Motivators teleseminar series. 290 is the sales letter. No, the 290 is the actual product. So once once we did the teleseminar, we turned it into a product, transcribed it, and this is Alex did a much better job of this than I do. He's more he pays attention to a lot of the little details of product development, makes it look really nice and pretty, which I don't think is necessary. So this is Alex's version where he paid someone to do it. Yeah, Marley, you have.
As a product, was the front end sold to teleseminars?
Yeah, it was.
And how much was the price point on those?
Which one?
When you, I guess the Mind Motivators.
Mind Motivators, the front end was cheaper than it's sold now. It was actually.
Oh, so the back end product is actually more than the front end.
Yeah, the back end was more expensive. For Web Copy Secrets, I think it was about the same price. I think it was the same price. I can't remember for sure. For the Public Domain Teleseminar, I think it was. Probably look in the yellow book, but I think it was the same price as the digital version now. All right, so that's just a, you can see some of the copy. Here's a series of teleseminars for sale, page 296 from Joe Vitale. You can see an example. All right, page 301 in the big manual. Home study courses. This is when it gets pretty exciting, when you can make a whole lot of money. It's also a lot of pieces to create, so not everybody will go through the effort of trying to put it together, or people do this in the wrong way. It's a significant investment, usually in time, effort, and so on, to create one of these big courses. Price points are significantly higher, though, depending on your marketplace. Multiple modalities. Let me show you guys. This is my copywriting seminar. I want to show you just some of the multiple modalities means that stuff is delivered CD-ROM, some stuff is delivered audio, some is video, some is delivered written format, some is delivered as little checklists, some is delivered as, you know, little things like that. People learn in different ways, so we've all been, you know, a lot of you know about this. Some people are more audio, some people, I mean, if we just actually raise your hands, who prefers to read your information products? Interesting, okay. Who prefers to listen to information products, and who prefers to watch? Okay, so it's almost like a third of the room. It's pretty evenly divided, and people will learn in different ways. So for the home study course, for the copywriting one, and this was a live event that we did in Bethesda 2 years back, and I just worked my ass off on this thing. The manuals that you got are pretty decent size right now. The ones we get for the copywriting one were... We're just massive. You can see here. Here's number one. And then, but by the way, this is all single-sided. So when I turn this into a product, it's probably gonna be single-sided. And you know, there's reasons for it. Single-sided increases the thud factor. Your UPS driver, the UPS driver hates when we deliver this copywriting course, I'm sure, to people. And people are like, oh my God, even if they don't do anything with it. This was actually a return. You can see the shrink wrap is still on it. But it's just massive amounts of stuff. And it's all pretty good. Now we're talking about user-generated content. This fourth manual, which is, I don't know how many pages. We didn't have page numbering systems back then. But you can see, this is all user-generated content, and you guys are free to look at this on breaks. This is from my apprentice program when we did, I made them write a sales letter out, and then they'd send it back to me for critique. I'd send it back to them with new notes. They'd send it back to me, more notes. So back and forth. So for each person, you can see literally a transition of what they got to the final product. And it's actually really, really informative to see like what they took their first draft and what the final looks like and what my points back to them were. So you can see here, these are all the stuff. So I, once again, did the work one time and profited from it. So that's one of the components of this, which is all about editing. And nobody ever covers editing. And I didn't feel like covering it because it's just a pain in the ass to cover. So I did it via examples. Now, there's a lot of things, when we talk about, we can talk about stick campaigns. And I don't think I have anything in here on stick. But one of the things that you get is you get testimonials with the product sent to you. All right, you have to resell people on that they made a great decision to buy your product, especially if it's a big dollar amount product and you don't want this coming back to you. So that's important. If it is pretty huge, you need to tell them how to get into it and how to bite it off into little bite-sized pieces so they don't feel overwhelmed with it. We'll talk about different components later on, but here's essentially air. Right, but these are great value builders. You get three critiques back from me on your sales letter, and so for the cost of a piece of paper, I get to include a tremendous amount of value, which is all real. And if you get me your material, I'll give you back some tremendous feedback. Now here's the way it's been packaged up differently. Now also, here's the CDs of the entire event. So in a nice little case. Then we had the DVDs, which, where'd they go? Oh, five, more than one, 12, more than five, excellent. So each DVD was individually, one sec, each DVD is an individual jewel case instead of in a case because this makes it look bigger. A lot of this is about perception, especially when they first open that box, when they get into it and they get that big old thud on their doorstep. They're like, holy cow. So you can do it that way.
It's unbelievable. I use that every single time I write a sales letter. So it's a phenomenal, phenomenal resource. Can you spend a couple minutes talking about the artwork and the actual packaging and the fulfillment of that course?
Yeah. So here's some of the other pieces. Okay, so I decided as I'm creating bonuses, I thought, what else would people like to see? Some of my other ads and letters that they'd never ever seen before, along with my commentary behind them, why they work so well. So I turned that into another little manual. And that's the accompanying CD-ROM that goes with that manual. Then we have a CD-ROM, which at the live event, I taught mind mapping for sales letters, and people are like, wow, that's freaking cool. How to see the objections all at once, how to see what your big points are. So we did a CD-ROM on mind mapping where I just did a Camtasia with that MindJet software and showed people how to do that. And so that's an additional modality. I'm always thinking about how can I take existing resources, reuse them. I presented at Dan Kennedy's copywriting seminar, and in his sales letter, he wrote, just listening to Yannick on web copywriting would be worth your entire cost. And so I took my presentation there, and just, I think it was an audio presentation only, I can't remember. And so that's the audio of that. So that's the audio of that presentation, along with my notes from that. It was like my PowerPoint slides from that. This is another thing. Actually, this course is not complete. Oh yeah, it is. Here it is. Never mind. We don't get refunds back to our house anymore, so this was just a random one that came. This thing is pretty awesome. I created this thing just for myself, and this is probably what you love, Todd. Yeah, this is my favorite thing. It has like all these openings, closes, bullet points, PSs, headlines. I literally made this for myself. I keep this by my desk from when I'm writing, and then I just package it up and I basically told people that's worth more than the entire course. An unadvertised bonus. I'm a big believer in giving unadvertised bonuses a lot of times so that people feel really, really good about spending money with me. And this is a seminar we're selling that we don't really sell them anymore, but when we sold the audios of it, it was think $300 for the audios of my birthday bash. And then we tell people on that, in that welcome letter, hey, P.S., you got this unadvertised bonus worth blah, blah, blah. And then this is a public domain work. So, you know, just another way of using public domain for additional bonuses and so on. So that, you know, when you get a box like this, it's pretty impressive.
I used it to train Matt, who was going to be here, to write copy, so I used that course. But yeah, what's really awesome is when that thing comes, you know, man, you about get a hernia taking it in the house, you know. I mean, yeah, it's really impressive.
That's your thud factor. And actually, while you got the mic, Marlon, talk a little bit about what you think about when you do big product development.
There's still, in internet marketing, with all the numbers of people in this industry, there are still product categories that do not have big tickets sitting there. And a good example is what Yannick's doing here. Think about it. This is going to be a big ticket, and ain't nobody else has a big ticket on this topic. So that's what I think about. But in terms of the packaging, you know, we like to do just the stuff Yannick mentioned. I'll put DVDs. Typically, if you're a speaker in your industry, you're going to have some DVDs from when you've spoken, so you're going to have that. You're going to have audio CDs that you've probably done as a teleseminar, so that's usually the basis for the big tickets. It's either you're doing a live event like this, or you're doing teleseminars. Our big tickets, since I don't do seminars, our big tickets are all teleseminars, so we package those in, then I'll throw in some DVDs, then you'll throw in transcripts of the CDs, and then sometimes you'll throw in then a couple other, maybe an overall manual, and sometimes a quick start guide. Did you have a quick start guide in the copywriting?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it here.
Yeah. Jeff Paul was the one that originally came up, but not that he originated quick start manuals, but it's a good thing to throw in there because people then get the big box, and the first thing they go is, wait, so much, I just don't know where to start.
Right.
And you go, well, start with the quick start manual, and then you get rid of that.
This cost me, I think, about $200 a unit, or $175. So it's
does that include fulfillment? Or just
that includes fulfillment. I think so.
Yeah, because I recently had a short conversation with somebody that sold a lot of units, and he basically said, had he shopped around a little bit more, he could have cut his cost by 40%. So I mean, there's huge variance in this stuff.
And there's also, though, sometimes, you want to think about having, you know, we can get it so quickly and easily into this information marketing business, but if you know for a fact, like let's say you got 10,000 customers and you know that they're going to buy whatever you come out with next, it's worth getting 500 copies of your thing printed and saving money. But if you're not sure and you can get 500 copies printed, you got a whole lot of crap sitting in your basement, and your wife or your husband or whoever is not going to be very happy with 500 copies of whatever. So even though you're saving that money, you know, you could be using that money for advertising or whatever the case is.
But if
you know it's selling or it's... So, yeah, because more normally the product, the discounts come at quantity.
Yeah, this person was sharing with me that he left about $60,000, $70,000 on the table because he didn't shop around. So.
Yeah, Nathan.
Yannick, I just wanted to see if you could touch for just a few minutes on how to produce something of that size. I mean, obviously, I would hope that you didn't spend 10,000 hours putting together, guess how long it'd take me, but are there any tips you could give to people that want to do that?
A lot of the stuff that we talked about, how to produce it quickly, like the teleseminars, these are the CDs, audio CDs. Those are obviously taken straight off the DVDs.
Okay.
So that's the exact same. But the actual fat manuals, there's not a real shortcut to it. I mean, I spent just hours and hours pouring through all my swipe files and getting all this stuff organized because I really wanted it to be the end-all, be-all copywriting product that I put out and didn't feel like doing it again. So there's not a huge shortcut except for the stuff that we talked about already for creating some of the auxiliary stuff like public domain and other content like that. But the other shortcut is really if you have people paying you for an event or something that you have to show up for and produce, then you're going to be more inclined to do it and then, you know, just kind of suck it up for whatever long it takes to get it done. I mean, that's really my only advice. CJ.
Do you have a online on-demand printer that you recommend, and have you ever used the same company to do fulfillment as your on-demand printing? Or is that a bad idea?
I don't have an on-demand printing. I don't know, Alan, you want to talk about printing? I don't. Here's what I use for printing is the same guys that do my fulfillment. They are Selby Marketing in New York. They're pretty decent. I also use Vivid Image in Texas. They're all pretty decent. I know for a fact that I could probably be saving money if I went to, you know, one person doing my CD-ROMs and then one person doing manuals and then them all coming together and somewhere else and then, but you know what, screw that. I'm gonna pay 10% more and forget it. Or like Stephen Pierce, my friend, does it all in-house. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, you know, for me, as you guys can tell, hopefully, or you haven't been able to tell yet, I'm pretty lazy and I like just stuff, if it's done for me in one big swoop, then that's fine. And let somebody else worry about all the little details of putting it all together. So both those companies will, you know, you can literally give them the material along with real specific instructions, and you tell them, hey, I want this in binders, and I want, you know, color covers. Now for artwork, I used the guy in Elance that I found, and for artwork for, I think all of these are some. That's all we have here. Oh, for the artwork on, and I'll show you. Artwork on the underground, we used Vaughn Davidson in New Zealand, killercovers.com. I'll show you this product in a second.
Yeah, we use Selby too. They have a lot of capabilities like personalization on the sales letter and things like that, which is right. Really nice touches. I was just curious on that thing with the briefcase. How much does that add to the?
Okay,
unit?
Yeah, I'm gonna cover the briefcase right now. This is another cool way. If you really want to make a splash in the marketplace, you know, you can do something pretty neat for packaging, and so we bought these for $30 a case. So, you know, that's an extra $30 that it, that includes the printing. So here's our little YSS logo. These are not as cool. Actually, Brett, you had one from, where's your briefcase? Well, it's a little bit beat up and you got missing the logo, but this is the cooler, the version of the briefcase. And, actually we bought those same ones for $30 too for the live event. And we were going to buy more when we sold it as a package, except they told us that it was a Chinese company who was in a lawsuit with American Tourister or whoever for patent infringement or something. I'm like, all right, so we got this one, which is, I don't like this one as much, but if they didn't know what the other one looked like, they like it.
Did you sell me for that too?
Yes, I did. Not for the briefcase. I bought that from an ad specialty person.
Okay, but the whole packaging?
They did all this packaging. And so now what you don't see actually was part of our stick campaign was this entire thing was wrapped in shrink wrap. And on this it had a big red postcard and it said, before you open, dial this number, you know, or else you don't have the code to open it or something like that. And it was a whole, you know, the little briefcase opened at 007 were the two numbers to open it. And so on the recording, it told people, it's, you know, congratulated them again on buying the course and so on. And so, you know, made it fun for them and a whole experience. And we'll talk about experiences for events. But, you know, once again, individual DVDs, so it looks bigger.
Is the second one out yet?
No, not yet. It should be out like in a couple weeks probably.
You sold it, right?
A little bit, only to Secret Society members.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out. Nobody, yeah, but you didn't get it, Jerry. We just kept your money. We don't send you product.
You know, I travel so much. I wouldn't.
So for the audio CDs, once again, into one case. You know, I could have went individual CDs too. I didn't think that was necessary. Color cover, which I think was a little bit nicer of a touch. This is the actual manual from the live event. So just, you know, reusing your assets again. The bonuses here were, this is a teleseminar series that was followed up from the Underground Live with the speakers. And then this is a bonus that we did with the Kennedy Platinum Inner Circle people where we all recorded something. Something fun that we did. And I'll show you stick campaigns later on, but one of the fun things that we did was we said, hey, you could already be a winner of some cool spy gear. And each of these were individually numbered. I don't know why this one isn't, but they were individually numbered. And then it says, go to this website to see if your briefcase is a winner. And they would, every week I drew new random numbers for briefcases, and we gave away like little digital cameras, little spy glasses, DVDs, and things like that. All to make it fun, all in the name of that theme, and we'll talk about themes later on. But, you know, this makes a little bit of splash in the marketplace because it's not like anybody else's stuff. So just being a little bit more creative. Here's components. This is going to be a really important page, I think, in your manual. So you might want to dog-ear this. 305 is, here's a bunch of stuff that you can put into a components in a big package. This slide can also double as if you're thinking about what kind of bonuses you want to include with your package. CD-ROM, diskettes, tools, software, spreadsheets, Camtasia, fill-in-the-blank stuff, reports. This is really important. Pull specific topics out of the manual. I've done this a lot of times. If I don't have enough material, or I don't think I have enough material, so I want to create some good bonuses, like with the Figure Drawing Secrets ebook for the public domain stuff, the actual book included all these sections, like I told you guys about the head, the face, the feet, hands, whatever. So I pulled off the section on head. Yeah, I pulled off the section on head because that's the one the artist really, really wanted to know about. Even though it was part of the original book, I just made that a bonus. So it makes it look even better as like a separate little PDF file. CJ's laughing over here, but it's the truth. It works really well. You can pull stuff out that people really, really want. Like, I don't know, like the CD-ROM on mind mapping. I probably could have had a whole section in the manual on mind mapping, but the section's somewhat scarce or sparse. And then here we got a whole section on CD-ROM. The same deal with this copywriting toolbox. That could have been part of the big manual, but by pulling it out, it gives it more weight and it makes it more interesting for people. This is really cool too. You can use your reports and bonuses and different things like that to overcome objections. So in my public domain goldmine product, you know, one of the objections that people would have is, I don't know how to put up a website. So then a bonus we give them is, I don't know what it is, like 40 different website templates or so, whatever their objections are. And that's what this is, like, once again, not a copywriting seminar, but this is really important whenever you're thinking about your info product as well, is what are the objections to this info product? So the more we can overcome the objections, and if we can overcome with a bonus or something component of the whole, then, you know, the better you're gonna do. Printed transcripts, this will also bulk up your material. So if we're looking for greater bulk, we can take, you know, let's just say that this was, well, here's the Israeli commando fighting knock off your head secrets. Now, let's say we thought that this was kind of just, wasn't enough, it's just one DVD. We could take a transcript of this and give it to people. Now it becomes a much thicker package and probably worth more. So transcripts are great. It's not just like a way of us getting one over on the customer. A lot of people like to read. Personally, if you give me a video, I will not watch a video. I'll read something a lot quicker than I'll watch a video. Rolodex, that's another thing you can add in there, your Rolodex of contacts or so on. Like, for instance, if I gave you guys all my printers, all my graphics people, would that be pretty good?
Yeah,
no. Yeah, all right. You guys actually have that in the back as one of the links, and we'll update that. I think it's in the back of the manual too. I can't remember, we'll get to it, but I give that to you. Workbook, videos, by the way, workbook is really cool. A workbook is like, it's like fill in the blank stuff, right? it could be like 20 pages, but it's fill in your time zone. Just kidding. No, but it's stuff that people work through themselves. So it would be, you know, write down your top 10 headlines. You know, 10 blank spaces. How big could I make a workbook without many words? So workbooks are great. So like Marlon talked about, videos, DVDs. So if you have any other previous speaking engagements for whatever you do, which by the way is not a bad idea, no matter what your subject matter is, go out and speak somewhere in front of two people and videotape it. A demonstration on the video or DVD, like Jeff Paul used to have this great VHS tape when he sold to financial planners, which was him role playing with somebody else, with a potential customer, selling them on this on financial planning services. And people love that. Any kind of demonstration stuff. Audios, a teleseminar, quick start, interviews with or without transcripts, idea journal, personal notes. So like if you went to I don't know, somewhere. Like, actually, here's a great example. Andrew, you were just telling me about this. When you went to eBay Live, you you just said you took notes on all the big goings-ons, on all the keynote speeches, and then you turned it into a product that you sell now on eBay, and I'll get you to talk about eBay when we get there. So those are your personal notes, and that's a great thing. People are always interested in that. Case studies or success stories, those can be an additional thing that you put in there. Coupons, huge. I mean, we talked about this a little bit already, and we beat this to death, I think. But all of this adds so much value, and it's just for pieces of paper, right? Or copywriting critiques. When I was doing critiques for the docs, I would be surprised if we had 10% redemption. I mean, it was like nothing. But it gives them that safety net like we talked about. It gives them, it just makes them feel good. It increases the value of your product, and you will deliver it if they do what they say they'll do. You know, like Alex, you were saying, that really made you feel good that I actually said, yeah, send it in, even though it was 18 months later. So, yeah, Paula.
The certificate, and it's subtle, so it can be missed, is that it tells somebody exactly how to get the bonus. We just had a refund that came in simply because we gave a bonus and just expected them to ask for it when they were ready. But if we'd have included a coupon that gave them instruction, even if they weren't ready, we wouldn't have the refund because they'd at least perceive themselves as having gotten it. So it's definitely what we're going to be
implementing. Yeah, the coupons are great. So it could be a critique. It could be a consult. By the way, whenever you're doing like a bonus or some kind of consult, if you want to include your own personal time, I don't know about you guys, but I don't like doing one-on-one personal time and making it unlimited. And sometimes you'll do that just because you're too eager to sell your product. It'll be just like unlimited email. That has no value. It has to be, you know, you get 5 emails or whatever it is. It has to be very specific. It's got to have a value to it. It's got to have a time deadline. It's got to have something that makes people know that there's a value to it. If you're doing critiques for consultation and access, you can kind of fidget with it a little bit to tweak it. You know, so if you're giving away an hour of consult time, right? Well, if you really wanted them to get that hour, like for some reason, like you wanted to make it a case study or whatever, then you would call them and you'd have an assistant set up that time. If you were more interested in breakage, then you make them jump through more hoops. So if they contact your office, then before they get a consult with you, they have to tell you, they have to send back a fax of, you know, the 5 things they're doing or an email of what the 5 things that they want to talk about. So the more, you know, hoops you make them jump through, the less you're going to have to fulfill on it. I don't think that's totally ethical. So, you know, mine are really, if I'm going to offer consultation, there's no qualifications except for you just got to email our office and set it up. Money off your next purchase. We'll talk about this too in follow-ups, because this is really cool. You can give people, you know, let's say whatever they paid for, you can give them back that money in free money, free funny money towards their next product. So that's a good coupon. Bonuses from other people. Not many people think about this. You can go out and work deals with other people who are complimentary to what you're selling. Like Missy had the instant thank you letters deal. We went out and we found a complimentary site called I think it's giftbaskets.com or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But what we did is we gave them a $10 off coupon or $15 off, and they just paid 15 bucks for Missy's product. So now that's a great bonus. And I wanted to work it out so we had an affiliate commission on it, but they never let us do it. But you could always do that too. You get a bonus from somebody else, makes you look good, gives them more access to a new customer database, and you can get an affiliate commission on the back end. Page 306, just an example for you guys, so you don't think that only big courses are available in internet marketing or marketing related areas. Here's a big course, I think it sells for $9.95 maybe. It's Chet's Dating System. It's this guy named Chet Rowland who has his own little dating system. Another dating program that I know about just sold for $3,700. I mean, just massive, massive numbers beyond on their launch. The next one is this is another like just relationship type multimedia big course. And actually, they're doing something interesting. You can see here when you go to the order form, they're only making you pay for shipping and handling. So that's another technique that you could try maybe with the big course where you only pay for shipping and handling, and then 30 days later they're billed for the higher amount.